Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 18th. The World Food Program is warning that famine is imminent in northern Gaza. The UN agency today said famine could hit the area between now and May, and that 1.1 million people, half of Gaza's entire population, is out of food. Earlier today, the EU's foreign policy chief blamed the situation squarely on Israel.
Starvation is used as a weapon of war. It's entirely man-made. Hundreds of tribes are waiting to enter. And it's just a matter of political will. Israel has to do it.
Meanwhile, Israeli forces continued their attack against a hospital complex in Gaza City, saying it was being used by Hamas. But CNN cannot independently verify that claim. Former President Donald Trump is having a hard time securing a bond in his New York civil fraud case. He has to cover a massive judgment to the tune of more than $464 million, which includes interest. That's due by the end of this month. But so far, Trump can't find an insurance company to underwrite the bond. According to Trump's lawyers, potential underwriters want cash to back the bond, not properties. Trump's attorneys have asked the appeals court to delay the deadline to post the bond while the appeals process plays out. Haiti is grappling with surging gang violence that's thrown the country into crisis mode. According to UN estimates, gangs now control about 80% of the country's capital, Port-au-Prince, and are severely limiting food, fuel, and water supplies. Haitian police say at least 10 people have been killed in a residential area in the capital, and that it's unclear who did it. Haiti's national electric company says four power stations in the capital have been destroyed and deemed, quote, totally dysfunctional. The company says gang members have vandalized some of its power infrastructure and stolen several items. Last week, Haiti's prime minister said he would resign after a transitional council is established, which has yet to be formed. CNN's David Culver has been on the ground in Haiti and has more on the turmoil there.
The gang's grip is terrifying, I think, for most folks. And you talk to locals who say it's about the challenge in logistics and getting those basic needs, food, medicine, to where they need to go. It's become next to impossible. The gangs know that, and it seems like they thrive off that dysfunction and chaos. And yet at the same time, in a public-facing way, they're trying to portray themselves as of the people, representatives who want to make life for everyday Haitians better.
You can hear more from Culver on the ground in the latest episode of One Thing, in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts. The federal government is once again counting down to a partial shutdown, and lawmakers are scrambling to avert it, ahead of a federal government funding deadline at the end of the week. But congressional leaders and the White House have yet to finalize a deal to keep much of the government open past Friday. That's according to sources involved in the talks. A big part of the challenge, funding the Department of Homeland Security to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. It's increasingly likely lawmakers won't unveil the text of the bill until at least Tuesday. The Supreme Court is hearing some major cases today, including on social media and the First Amendment. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Welcome back. The Supreme Court began hearing oral arguments today in a case about tech companies and the First Amendment. The case was brought by Missouri and Louisiana's attorneys general and five social media users who alleged the federal government's fight against online misinformation about COVID-19 and U.S. elections were a form of unconstitutional censorship. In one key exchange, Justice Samuel Alito laid out how unusual it was that federal officials repeatedly pressured the social media sites to take down content and wondered what would happen if the government made similar requests of traditional media. The Justice Department's attorney argued that if the government is restricted, it could significantly impair efforts to curb things like anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, as well as content harmful to children's mental health. A decision is expected later this year. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode at 6 p.m. Eastern.